Well, I think that's enough about terrestrial philology. We had better continue to examine why it is customary among your contemporary favorites to have theaters everywhere, and what their contemporary actors do in these theaters and how they manifest themselves there. Their custom of assembling in theaters, often in large groups, arose, in my opinion, because these theaters and all that goes on in them happen to correspond very well to the abnormally formed common presence of most of your favorites, who have entirely lost the need, proper to three brain beings, to actualize their own initiative in everything, and who exist solely in accordance with accidental shocks from outside, or the promptings of the consequences crystallized in them of one or another of the properties of the organ Kundalini. Ever since those theaters of theirs came into existence, your favorites have assembled in them, not for the purpose of watching and studying the representations of their contemporary actors. No, they assemble merely to satisfy one of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundalini, very readily crystallized in the common presence of most of them, called Urnell, which they call showing off. Thanks to this consequence of the properties of the organ Kundalini, most of the contemporary beings acquire in their presence a very strange need to evoke in others the expression of the being impulse called astonishment in regard to themselves, or even to catch a trace of it on the faces of those around them. The strangeness of this need of theirs lies in the fact that they get satisfaction from the manifestation of astonishment on the part of others in regard to their external appearance, which they arrange to conform exactly with the demands of what is called fashion, that maleficent custom that has existed ever since the Tikliamishian civilization and is now one of those being factors which automatically leave them neither the time nor the possibility to see or sense reality. This custom, so maleficent for them, consists in periodically changing the external form of what is called the covering of their nullity. Here, by the way, I would remark that it has gradually become the rule in the general process of the ordinary existence of these three-brain beings who have taken your fancy, for these changes in the external form of this covering to be determined by the sort of beings of both sexes who have already become worthy to be candidates for Hausnerous individuals. In this respect, contemporary theaters turned out to be admirably suited to your favorites, because it is very convenient and easy for them to show off, as they like to say, their chic coiffures, or the specially tied knots of their cravats, or the daringly bared, what are called, coupitarian parts of their bodies, and so on and so forth, and at the same time stare at the latest fashions brought out according to the edicts of these famous candidates for Hausnerous individuals. To get a clear picture of what the contemporary artists do in these theaters during all this showing off, you must first be told about an exceedingly strange illness known there under the name of dramatizakering, the predisposition to which arises in the presence of certain of your favorites, thanks simply to the carelessness of what are called their midwives. The criminal carelessness on the part of the midwife, in most instances, consists of this. Before doing her job, she calls on the way at the houses of her other clients and drinks rather more wine than is good for her, so that while fulfilling her obligations, she unconsciously mutters certain words fixed in the process of the ordinary existence of your favorites, like the incantations of what are called magicians. And the unfortunate new being, at the very moment of its appearance, as they say, in God's world, first imbibes the words of this maleficent incantation, formulated as follows. Eh, you, what a mess you've made. And so, my boy, thanks to this criminal carelessness on the part of the midwife, the unfortunate new being acquires in his presence that predisposition to the strange illness I mentioned. When one of these three brain beings, who at his first breath has acquired this predisposition to dramatizing, reaches the age of a responsible being, if he should know how to write even a little, and has the wish to do so, he suddenly gets this strange illness and begins wiseacring on paper, or, as is said there, composing various dramas. The subject of these works are usually some events or other which are supposed to have occurred in the past, or might occur in the future, or simply events of contemporary unreality. In the common presence of the sick being, there also appear in the course of this peculiar malady seven very specific symptoms. The first is that when this strange illness arises and begins to function in the presence of a being, particular vibrations are spread around him which act on all those near him, as they say, exactly like the smell of an old goat. The second is that as a result of the change in the inner functioning of such a being, the exterior form of his planetary body undergoes the following changes. His nose is held aloft, his arms, as he said, akimbo. His speech is punctuated by a special little cough, and so on. The third, that such a being is always terrified of certain perfectly harmless formations, natural or artificial, as for instance, a mouse, a clenched fist, the stage manager's wife, a pimple on his own nose, his own wife's left slipper, and any number of other things. The fourth symptom causes him to lose entirely all capacity for understanding the psyche of beings like himself. The fifth consists in this, that inwardly and in his outer manifestations, he criticizes everybody and everything that does not come from himself. As for the sixth, the data necessary for the perception of anything objective are more atrophied in him than in all other terrestrial three-brained beings. And the seventh and last symptom is that there arise in him what are called hemorrhoids, which are, by the way, the only thing he carries with modesty. Further, it usually happens that if the sick being has an uncle who is a member of one or another of their parliaments, or has struck up an acquaintance with the widow of a former businessman, or if for some reason the period of his preparation for becoming a responsible being has been spent in an environment or in conditions where he has automatically acquired the property called slipping in without soap, a producer, or as he is sometimes called, an angel, takes his play and orders artists or actors to reproduce it exactly as it was wiseacred by this being who has fallen ill with a strange illness of dramatizing. And these contemporary actors first reproduce this work among themselves without spectators, and do this over and over again until it corresponds exactly to the indications of the sick being and the orders of the director. And finally, when all this proceeds without the participation of the consciousness and feelings of the actors, who are completely transformed into living automatons, then with the help of those who have not yet become complete automatons, for which reason they acquire the name of stage managers, they go through the same procedure, but now in the presence of other ordinary beings assembled in these contemporary theaters of theirs.